Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today we're taking a look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. This simple verse tells us, "And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin." Now, why did Jesus come? Answer that question and you've answered much about who he is and what he wants to do in our life. There is no one reason why Jesus came. He came to accomplish many things, but here John defined the mission of Jesus Christ at its most basic root. He says that he was manifested to take away our sins. The angel Gabriel promised Joseph regarding the ministry of Jesus. He said this, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." That's in Luke chapter 1, verse 21. Now, if this is what Jesus came to do, how does he do it? How does Jesus take away our sins? Jesus takes away our sin in the sense of taking the penalty of our sin. Now, this is immediately accomplished when someone comes to faith in Jesus Christ. The guilt and punishment of our sin, all of that we deserved, it was judged in Jesus instead of in us. Jesus also takes away our sin in the sense of way of taking the power of sin away. Now, this is an ongoing work in the life of those who walk after Jesus. As we walk closer to him, we find sin having less and less power over us. But then Jesus also takes away our sin in the sense of taking the presence of sin away. And this is a work that will be accomplished when we pass into eternity and are glorified with Jesus Christ. Now, notice whose job it is to take away our sins. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5 tells us that he was manifested to take away our sins. This is the work of Jesus in our lives. It's a work we must respond to, but it is his work in us. We cannot take away the penalty of our own sin. It's impossible for us to cleanse ourselves in this way. We must instead receive the work of Jesus in taking away our sin. We cannot take away the power of sin in our lives. Again, this is his work in us, and we have to respond to that work. Someone who comes to Jesus does not have to clean themselves up first, but they must be willing to have him take away sin in their lives. And we cannot take away the presence of sin in our lives. This is his work in us, ultimately accomplished when we will be glorified with him. Hey, if you've been struggling in the battle against sin, perhaps it's because you've been battling too much in yourself and not enough in Jesus. He came to take away your sins. Will you let him? And will you let him today?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.